This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. Over the weekend, or over the last week really, the G7 summit at Cornwall happened, which I guess considering how things have gone across the world over the last year or so, it's pretty amazing that we can get anyone from overseas to meet together in person. And one of the things that was talked about was a hydrogen deal between Australia and Germany. I'm joined by Minister for Energy and Mining in South Australia, Dan Van Hulst-Pelikan. Dan, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty well, thanks, Jordan. Pretty well. Busy time, and nice to have some rain out and about for people putting their crops in too.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely looking a lot greener out there, which I'm sure people are very happy with. Actually, he's talking about green. Green hydrogen is something that South Australia is very much keen on being a part of. And I guess a deal between Australia and Germany on hydrogen would be promising?
Absolutely. This agreement reached between the federal government and Germany is outstanding for South Australia. Our state government is really leading the way in Australia with regard to developing a hydrogen economy. And this is great support for us. And to put it into context, perhaps, really where we're trying to go, people would be very well aware of the massive, massive LNG industry in northwest Western Australia for the last 2 to 3 decades. Tens of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of income into that region. We are trying to develop, in fact, we intend to develop exactly the same sort of thing for South Australia with regard to green hydrogen production and export. That's really where we're heading.
So what did the deal between Australia and Germany entail?
Well, $50 million contribution from each country, I suppose, as a starting point. It's a commitment to work very closely with regard to developing this industry. And Australia, and particularly South Australia, is in an outstanding position to produce and export hydrogen. Germany, actually, is in an outstanding position to import hydrogen. I've actually met myself with a couple of delegations from Germany, one from their national government and a group of universities, and one with their diplomatic arm. So there's already terrific relationships being fostered, but this locks in some firm agreements with regard to Germany supporting Australia on the development of our hydrogen hubs, a couple of options which we have in South Australia, to develop trade standards. So look, once this is up and running, what will the rules of trade be? What will be the safety standards? What will be the way that we'll put regulations in place to cover the transport of hydrogen, for example, trying to lock in some of those things in advance so that when we are up and running and producing and ready to export hydrogen, those details have been worked out in advance. So some quite practical things happening between the two countries. And, of course, we intend to bring as much of that opportunity that Australia now has with Germany into South Australia.
Of course, green hydrogen is a fairly new process as well. So I guess if South Australia or any country or region that does manage to get it up and running first, it's a lot of money at stake, or money potentially to be made for those areas.
Well, yes, and significant investment in advance, like most new industries, it takes a lot of money to invest early on so that you can get the jobs and the export income down the track. But, our area in the Upper Spencer Gulf is the best, without any doubt at all, it is the best in Australia with regard to producing green hydrogen. So renewable energy, sun and wind primarily, going into electrolyzers to produce hydrogen. And what actually happens is water, H2O, is split into H2 and the oxygen. So no pollution with regard to the renewable energy, no pollution with regard to the production of the hydrogen. Of course, when hydrogen is used as a fuel, there's no pollution from it either. So we really are in the box seat. We need to grab this opportunity with two hands, as many hands as we possibly can, and use the terrific opportunity that the federal government has created to add to what we're doing in South Australia already, to give us in the Upper Spencer Gulf and our state more broadly, a really, really big opportunity to create a hydrogen export industry from the Upper Spencer Gulf, like the LNG export opportunity that we'd be familiar with out of northwest WA for, for the last few decades.
And like you said, Upper Spencer Gulf is very well suited to producing green energy. As far as green energy projects across our region go, how are they progressing at the moment?
Well, very well, Jordan. And in fact, the announcement that the interconnector between South Australia and New South Wales will definitely go ahead now really increases the chance of the projects that people want to do actually being developed. And my office has been, regularly contacted in the last fortnight by green energy, renewable energy generation project companies saying, look, we're going ahead now. We are definitely going to do this because we've got the interconnector. And what that means is renewable energy generation projects in South Australia will now be able to export their renewable energy into New South Wales, the biggest market in the nation. So these companies are now planning to build their projects over the next year or two in the same timeline that the interconnector is going to be built, so that when the interconnector is ready, they are ready to start producing to supply into South Australia, but very much also to be able to supply into New South Wales. So again, while not an international export, it's an interstate export for South Australia. Jobs here selling into New South Wales is terrific for our economy.
All right. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, could I just add one other very quick thing, Jordan, that just puts this in context. This is not just, dreaming or hypothetical. We already have in South Australia, down there in Adelaide, the largest hydrogen electrolyzer in the nation at Tonsley. Green energy off the roof of the old Mitsubishi factory, creating hydrogen and putting that hydrogen into the existing gas network as a blend. It's a very, very small electrolyzer. It's a pilot plant, but it is the largest in Australia at the moment. So this is, early steps, but it's real, it's happening, and it's going to continue and be very big for the Upper Spencer Gulf in South Australia.
It was Dan Van Hulst-Pelican, Minister for Energy and Mining, on your Classic It's Breakfast.